secret societies, the occult, were just schools of mind control. And those very systems were adopted by the Western intelligence agencies, the OSS, German intelligence, the Russians, and the CIA here. So much has been declassified. They just had hearings on MKUltra this week. I want to do part two of an interview we did last week live with Jesse Beltran, very smart individual with his background in mathematics, engineering, and science at UC Davis. Certifications in blood and airborne pathogens at Sacramento State University. Before that, he was a firefighter and EMT. But for two decades, he's been investigating covert mind control and chipping operations. And quite a bit came out of that MKUltra hearing. Some people thought it was a whitewash, but for a first hearing, it was a lot of incredible admissions. Like Jolly and West, deputy head of MKUltra, being assigned to Jack Ruby that killed the Patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan Sirhan, the Patsy for RFK being murdered, the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, being assigned and working with Charlie Manson, and much more. McVeigh, before he died, before West died. It's all coming up, and they sent me so many exhibits and so many clips and some very interesting scientific research they've done as well on ways to mitigate this and counter it. I'm going to get more into Trump later in the next hour, potentially trying to run for office again. And I don't say that from an anti-Trump perspective. It's just I've confirmed from White House sources that he's not just publicly making the joke to kind of test the perch. You know, a parrot or a bird will, before it gets on a limb, will put its beak on it, put weight on it, see how it's going to work, kind of test balloons. What feeds into that? I've got more on that coming up after they leave us, Jesse Beltran and Matt Hazen, here in this hour. And we're going to get them in studio. This is going to happen a few weeks ago. I had a family emergency. They already flown in when it happened, so I couldn't be here. I apologize for that, but they understand. They're going to be in town next Thursday and Friday. We're going to do some deep dives, some commercial-free podcasts for several hours, getting into all this where we can, with all their exhibits. But some stations don't care this first five, so I don't want to get into the main meat of the interview and the breakdowns right now. You can find Jesse Beltran at Mind Nexus Live on X and mindnexuslive.com. And you got Matt Hazen, who's an incredibly smart individual, and you've got so many scientists together working with him. He'll be joining us as well with some of these medical research findings and data studies and toxicology reports they've got. But bottom line, you see it all over the news now. Back when they rolled out COVID, I showed the patents that Bill Gates has about nanotech self-replicating in the shots, not just mRNA. Pfizer shot and Moderna shot, same thing. Moderna is just three times stronger. Or one shot, that's equivalent to four shots of the Pfizer. Actually, a Pentagon operation. But self-replicating spike protein, self-replicating graphene oxide, growing the matrix into us. Now it's all over the news. Now it's basically admitted. We're going to break in about a minute, but Jesse, thank you so much for the work you've done. And so we're going to plunge into this on the other side, but just humor me for a moment, just your first take. What do you think about the reports that I've got from inside the White House that I can confirm that Trump is asking people if he should run again, which legally he supposedly can't do, though there's ways for him to get around that? What do you make of that?
Well, I think the inferences are there. You know, it is not out of the realm of possibility that that is the intent. And if you read, you know, through the lines, it looks like that may be a very realistic agenda that's about to happen. I agree with you that it probably isn't going to be a very popular maneuver. But in light of the global stage right now, again, as unfortunately, because we've only had the option to choose between two parties, because anyone else who's ever attempted, I think Ross Perot was the one who came the closest.
Anyone else
outside of the party.
That's right.
Has been.
Stay right there. We'll be back.
I put me spinach aside, and I've been using Ultimate Power from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Mm-hmm.
what I am, and that's all that I am.
You're all I've ever wanted.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they were going to have the hearings a month and a half ago, but the CIA raided Tulsi Gabbard. Then she was out the door, saying she shouldn't have had these documents, even though her office is over them. They wanted those MK Ultra documents. Now, MK Ultra came out of Operation Artichoke, and then MK Naomi, and then by the 70s, 75, 76, they had the church committee hearings. And what we know is bad enough from that, but obviously, as the experts on the panel said, it's far worse. But it was still amazing. A lot of people that are experts thought it was a whitewash, but this is introductory to the public. They only had 6 hours. Admitting that the deputy head of MKUltra program, Jolyon West, and Ewing Cameron, and then Gottlieb, were the handlers of everybody. Shoot John Lennon, they handled you. Shoot RFK, they handled you. Tim McVeigh, handled him. Sirhan, handled him. Yeah, there he is. Jack Ruby, all of it. Unabomber, CIA, MKUltra, same guys. And it's showing up the day McVeigh's arrested. He's there the day after. And then the day he's executed at Terre Haute, Indiana. If you believe that, they said he was still breathing. Witnesses that were on the news said, no, he's still breathing when he left. McVeigh was really assigned to Delta Force, set up. I talked to all the people involved, talked to police, Delta Force, all of them. And imagine Jolyon West, the famous MKUltra guy, had been declassified in the 70s. He was deputy head of it. He just shows up everywhere. When did West die? It was like 10 years ago. I mean, how prolific. And Ewing Cameron, tens of thousands of children kidnapped to Canada, the U.S. That's even on Discovery Channel, History Channel, decades ago. I remember being in high school watching History Channel, and I'd already read about it, knew about it. So I'm like, wow, they just have these documentaries on just admitting it all. And they grab a kid off the street, or they whatever, electroshock them for 6 months, audio, tapes, give them dozens of different hallucinogenic drugs while they're programming them to turn them into a mind control assassin or a sex operative. And everything that Kathy O'Brien wrote about 31 years ago in Transformation of America, now basically has all come out. And now they're going to go from beta doing it covertly to overt brainwashing, to the water, the food, the electromagnetic systems, that's declassified. I remember like 25 years ago reading in the Baltimore Sun, oh, the CIA on the East Coast and in the central area of the country has recently been testing cell phone towers that they've augmented, and they're able to make people nauseous, happy, excited, sexually aroused just with cell phone waves. And it's like, why would that be in the Baltimore Sun? A listener sent me a hard copy of it. We found the online digital copy, and a huge deal out of that. People got LexisNexis, they can go find it. I think it was like 1999, 26, 27 years ago. So a lot of times, too, they'll admit stuff here and there. It's like it's a trial balloon. And then I remember I was being told by, there's a thousand things to talk about, I guess, our guest. They're putting in Doppler radar in the early and mid 90s. I had a popular local radio show and stuff, and so people would send me stuff and approach me, and I had multiple engineers show up at events and stuff and say, hey, listen, I'm a certified engineer. Hey, I do this, I do that. There's microphones in all the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes. One guy told me, broke it open, showed me. I went on air, showed it. The FBI showed up plain clothes, threatened me the night I showed it. And back then, you weren't supposed to know about this, okay? And this is like the mid-90s. And then one engineer comes and says, the Doppler radar, they're putting in power cables 10 times bigger. I'm involved. They use it to ionize the atmosphere and form nuclei to make it rain. Decades later, Dubai is making it rain with Doppler radar. You know, and then as soon as they blew up those high-powered radars, suddenly it rained in Iran for the first time in years. Those are dark radars that spin and are high powered. They're beams and can totally control the weather. So the point is, this is all here. This is real. And mind control is now being fully deployed. This is beyond Havana syndrome. So Jesse Beltran for 20 years has been on the cutting edge of this with all of his research. He's one of the best sources out there. So I'm trying to give him the floor now as he sent a lot of clips from the MKUltra hearing. Then we'll get into more of this after the break. But Jesse, great to have you here with us today. People should obviously go to your site on X, MyNexusLive, and MyNexusLive.com. So we got about 20 minutes to break. You've got the clips. You've got the floor.
All right. Well, thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being a patriot. And you're exactly what 250 years of this wonderful experiments called the United States of America really represents. And so thanks to platforms like yours and others who really touch upon very difficult topics, you know, and the MK Ultra hearings that were just held on June 30th, headed by Ana Paulina Luna, regarding whether or not this transpired. And, you know, they've already established that it has through CIA release documents that are that they had access to. And I'm cautiously optimistic about the entire hearing. And the reason I say this is because they had witnesses that presented very good foundational information, but they did not have the experiencers, and the experiencers are out there. You mentioned Canada. I recently did a podcast with the woman who's heading that lawsuit, and because of what Cameron did to her father, and there are many others and relatives that are still pushing forward with that particular lawsuit.
That's why I raised Canada from my research, and what was in the church committee, and I haven't looked at it in years. I know you're on it. Didn't they do as much kidnapping, brainwashing centers, safe houses, whole hospitals they took over, mental institutions? Canada did as much as the U.S. That was like a main base.
Yeah, well, that was being funded by the U.S., and that was the issue. You know, the United States was not immune. And after World War II, even after Nuremberg trials and the Nuremberg Code, which the United States really didn't sign on to, and I think that's how they played this plausible deniability, where they continued to do the experimentation even after the Nuremberg trial. So that was revealed during this recent hearing, you know, and the whole agenda was this. The PSYOP is they claim that the MK Ultra was a failure. But what was disclosed by the witnesses is that it wasn't. And what is really not being told, and this is when you talk about Jack Ruby, the Lee Harvey Oswald, and all of these Manchurian candidate type personalities.
Literally handled by Jolyon West, public deputy head of MKUltra for 45 years.
Absolutely. And why was he involved with each and every one of these cases? Now, I'm a master hypnotist. I can tell you that it is completely possible, and there have been demonstrations, to take a completely normal person who would not kill someone. You can hypnotize them, erase memory sets, so they you alter their value systems. You have them be triggered by, after anchoring certain behavioral responses under hypnosis, and once that anchor is established, then all you have to do is just fire the trigger. And the trigger can be anything. It could be a sound. It could be a hand motion.
And by the way, you're coming here next week to do like 2 hours nonstop, so you'll be able to get into it deeply. But West, it was certified in Congress, could create artificial mental illnesses with hypnotism, with LSD, PCP, and peyote, mescaline mixed in. And then 6 months of audio recording, it was 100% sex slaves, assassins, you name it. But with suggestible people and the right triggers, you could do it to basically anybody. And he was a master hypnotist. So people hearing this, you need to know, you have a degree in this from a top place in the U.S. This sounds like, you know, Naked Gun or something where they program killers. No, that's Hollywood making a joke out of real stuff.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm fortunate. I got my training from the first nationally accredited school of hypnosis in Calabasas, California. And you'll be surprised at the type of students that are there. It wouldn't be out of the ordinary to have a CIA agent there, an FBI agent, a politician, ministers, all types of various backgrounds. And the question is, why? Why would these professional types want to learn these types of techniques? Well, what came out of MKUltra is ultimately they underemphasize the use of hypnosis. But when you combine hypnosis with hypnotic drugs or hallucinatory drugs, where you can put them deeper into trance, you can essentially get anyone to do anything, depending on what their suggestibility type is and having long enough exposure to them. And this is why when they talk about those incidences, why it was important for everyone to know. Because the whole idea was, can we erase, the MK Ultra project was, can we erase memory sets? Can we get someone turned into an assassin, engage in that behavior, and then forget everything, not be able to recall a thing?
And explain that. That's where the trauma control comes in with kids, particularly, to make it work 100%, is you break off different personalities that you can invoke and control and compartmentalize. So sex ops, murder, delivering photographic memory messages. You don't need to put a chip in somebody's tooth with microfilm to get into Russia. The person's programmed only with the key words. They then regurgitate volumes of information. It's like in Dune, the Mentat. They actually create those.
Absolutely. And this is why when you get individuals with multiple personality disorders, you can, about 95% of the time, you can trace it back to a childhood trauma. And what they do is they induce that trauma state in order to split the personalities, because what happens is one of those personalities is the one that will take all of the pain, all of the abuse. And then that alternate personality is a protective mechanism that the subconscious creates so that it doesn't have to endure those traumas. So this is sort of a protective mechanism. But when you can induce that, then you can essentially program each and every one of those personalities to do whatever you want by the utilization of hypnosis, advanced drug therapies, to specifically cause this and utilize anchors and triggers. Now, there's,
and again, Dune is all about. And Frank Herbert was a super insider with the system and the Republicans. So he's a lot more than what the, so you read the first book, the others get cheesy and just made money off those. That first book is a master coding of how the real secret societies operate. He basically admitted that.
Yeah, correct. And what I'd like to do is share with the audience is the first clip. It's from Dr. Stephen Kinzer. He was one of the witnesses, and he gave a testimony about Gottlieb's given a license to kill. And his synopsis of what he believes Gottlieb was during the 21st century, if you pay close attention, is very interesting. So if we can play that, that would be great.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Let me begin by expressing my gratitude to this task force for confronting the enormous issue of overclassification of government documents and the culture of secrecy that enables it. I'm especially gratified by your interest in MK Ultra, the project the CIA carried out through the 1950s in an attempt to find the secret of mind control. MK Ultra was one of the most secret government programs in American history. The chemist who directed it, Sidney Gottlieb, lived in total anonymity. My book, Poisoner in Chief, may be the most complete account of MK Ultra that exists in public, but I'm painfully aware that I have discovered only a small portion of what MK Ultra was and what Sidney Gottlieb did. In 1951, the CIA hired Gottlieb and directed him to launch what became MK Ultra. Gottlieb believed that in order to find a way to implant a new mind into someone's brain, you first had to find a way to destroy the mind that was in there already. In its search for ways to destroy a human mind and body, MK Ultra conducted the most extreme experiments on human beings that have ever been carried out by a U.S. government agency. By any standard, they qualify as medical torture. These experiments took place in prisons, clinics, and safe houses in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, and even in Latin America. Officers of MK Ultra were authorized to travel to foreign countries, preferably those under formal or informal U.S. occupation, and ask the local CIA station to provide them with expendables, human beings who would not be missed if they disappeared. Gottlieb had what amounted to a license to kill issued by the U.S. government. Neither the number of MKUltra victims nor the number of those who were experimented to death is known. Gottlieb, as a result of this license to kill, might have been the most powerful unknown American of the 20th century.
And it went Gottlieb, Ewing, Cameron, Jolly, and West. And you mentioned it earlier. They say Fauci's a continuation of this, violation of Nuremberg Code. The Democrats freak out when that happens. Violation of informed consent, executable under international and national law, serious crimes against humanity. That's what COVID was a giant externalization of the MKUltra system. Now let's go to clip two. Dr. Stephen Kinzer, the new technologies Stephen Gottlieb could never have imagined. They even get into the wireless waves, cell towers, radio waves in their own technology, which is 60, 70 years old. Not just chemicals, not just repetition, not just hypnotism, but magnetic waves. We'll get to that coming up. But here's clip two.
This task force could also consider trying to determine whether some new incarnation of MKUltra exists today. When the main phase of MKUltra drew to a close in the early 1960s, Sidney Gottlieb concluded that it had failed, that in fact there is no such thing as mind control. Even if he was right, however, he may have been right only at that time. In the many decades since then, there have been enormous advances in cyber technology, in artificial intelligence, in neuroscience. Covert agencies may have access now to tools for mind control that Sidney Gottlieb could not even have imagined.
And to know how widespread this is, I'm just going to throw this out there. Well, when you come next week, I'll tell more than I ever told. But my dad at 14 had the top test scores in Texas, won the science fairs, all that stuff. And he got approached by a program set up by Eisenhower, but Kennedy was president then. And they said, oh, whiz kid, his mom was the principal of the local school. We want to send him to Plan 2 UT. And my dad never told me about really any of it until I made the film Endgame. And then he said, no, this is all real. This is what happened. But I didn't like the projects I was in. He told me some of it when I was a kid. Just don't trust doctors, don't trust hospitals, they steal organs, all this. I worked at MD Anderson for a year when I was 15, Houston, under the UT program, and he would talk about people would sign away, they were terminal, and he said there was wards with no mandibles, cancer patients, and he said it was all just to see if the young people and the interns would go along with killing people. And I'm like 12 years old, my dad's telling me this on hunting trips, just as a side. Then later he told me even more about it. He said, I went out of the program. They said, we'll put you in another program. And they won't even tell me what that was. And then by the time he was 18, he said, I'm going to go be a dentist. I'm done. But the point is, it wasn't just him. It was everybody else in Texas that had the top test scores were in this program. That's how big this is. And he said they never called it MKUltra, but it was all directly under DARPA. So we hear about MKUltra all day. Even Dr. Kinzer points out this is just a tiny piece of it. Jesse Beltran.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. What's interesting that you brought up what was happening as a young man. I've been studying. I probably have the largest database in the world, independent database of HI victims, Havana Syndrome victims, MK Ultra victims. You name it. This is all under one umbrella because it all feeds into one each other. Because the whole agenda, the whole goal was to conquer the human mind and the subconscious. Because if you can do that, you can basically control and rule the world and manipulate whatever scenarios you want. And so part of the other projects were not only specifically to individuals, but to large demographics. So large numbers of populations or what I call demographical biospheres in order to manipulate them through radio frequencies. And that is what was disclosed during the hearing by the witnesses, that was the intent. And so now with the advent of in neurosciences, the advances that we, our forefathers, probably never, ever imagined, the capabilities that we have today, Gottlieb would probably flip over in his grave and do jumping jacks, unfortunately. And so that's where we're at today. I recently have a client who, at the age of 14, was recruited in the Long Beach area. And she was being taken to a Navy base, and they were, she can describe the path, describe everything very intrinsically, and talks about how they were putting her in CT scan machines, hooking her head up to wires, having her just think about processes, and they were capturing all this data. Next thing you know, she was being put on military aircraft and taking to overseas in the Middle East. And at a very young age, she was made into an assassin. Ultimately, the reason she came to me is because she's now experiencing what people would call Havana syndrome or AHIs. Now, this is just one out of many of the cases that I have. And I literally have thousands. I see colonels. I see captains in the military. I see attorneys. I see doctors. I see physicists, scientists, PhDs.
Well, let me throw this at you. I was in D.C. about 6 years ago with a bunch of former top Navy SEALs in Delta Force. These are some of these guys are famous, and they said, I was talking about this. They go, listen, a couple of years ago we were on a mission for months guarding this base in Africa, a U.S. base, where they had all these gifted children with all of this stuff. It was all classified, but it was all sorts of magnetic waves. They were implanting them with stuff. They were saying, yeah, that they had seen that. And so that's how widespread all of this is. And what you've pioneered, what they admit now is, it's the chips and now the liquid chips and the nanotech. It's not just they're hitting with waves. They have been filled with this. And they had a Donald Pleasanton was in a BBC show in the 60s. I forget the name of it, where they were even talking about it then putting these chips in people and then magnetically controlling them. So they were just throwing it in our face.
Absolutely. And now it's here and there. You know, our MI6 whistleblower calls this system a multifaceted system where it can be a synthetic telepathy device. If you've ever imagined that we would go from Star Trek flip phones and all of a sudden we have flip phones to this device here, which you were holding up, which is probably this is the precursor to the conditioning. Yeah. The conditioning that we will no longer need these because you'll be able to do this all in your mind, surf the internet, all because this IoT, IEEE technology where every one of us is integrated into the internet of things. And basically we become one hive mind.
That's what people don't get is computers work just the same way. They're just lower level than us. We it's like, this is how the universe works. We just plug right into it.
Correct. And yeah, you know, again, it's not the technology that's bad. It's unfortunately who's in charge of it, who's at the top. And
how it's being deployed covertly, stay against our will. I'm going to come back and play clips from the hearing talking about this and more. Stay with us and share the feed. Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
And now our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. We have got to realize we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa! Hey, Alex!
We love you, Alex!
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
F*** you, Alex. Suck my d***.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speedball. Move, bitch! Get out the way!
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not gonna take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to bring down the new world order!
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
How you look on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Ladies and gentlemen, bovine colostrum is known for decades by women and loved. You know, doctors push it because it works. And nutritionists for your hair, your skin, your nails. But that's the outside. Imagine what it's doing on the inside. That's where it has its most important effect, is in your guts, your immune system, and your organs. Bottom line, all of the high-quality supplements we sell at thealexandstore.com have a 5-star.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
1968 BBC production, Donald Pleasance, a 30-minute TV program called The News Benders about the total false reality, the implanting of microchips to track and control key members of the society and civilization, then them using that to then recruit the people once they've already been prepared. Here's a short clip from that TV show.
Yours is very low. 0.2. That's very low. Just what we need. Sit down. Please. I'm sorry, the language must seem rather strange at first, but we take it very seriously. Just to show you how seriously, I'm going to tell you how we checked up on you. We call these things surgical transmitters. One was fitted inside you when you went into the Charing Cross Hospital 3 years ago. Appendix, wasn't it?
Transmitter? Are you trying to tell me that you listen to every word I say?
A machine does. Untouched by human hand. There's a little gadget in these things that ties up with the pulse rate. Puts a bleep onto anything that you're excited about.
Or the ghost murmur?
British.
Power quotient, surgical transmitters, high-speed tape. It's Doctor Who. I'm for the real world, Jack. Good afternoon.
I should just have to give you an example. On July the 26th, 1966, you were talking to this girl, Sheila, about love. You said to her, I quote, "The kind of love I have for you, Sheila, well, it's bed love, and it's more. It's staying in bed till 6 p.m. and saying I can't go to the office today. It's eating breakfast at twilight, laughing at leaves on the pavement."
I don't believe there's any such thing as these surgical transmitters. You got Sheila to tell you all this, then you wrote it down the way I might have said it. You're a good guesser.
hear your heart beating.
It's eating breakfast at twilight, laughing at leaves on the pavement, getting a cab to a silly movie to Paris. It's moving when you're tired of staying still. And I've done it all before when I could do it with no ties. Now to just be irresponsible.
So there really is one of those things inside me. What do you want?
We want people with low power quotients. We want them to work for us. Nothing more sinister than that.
And that's the ultimate thing. They let you know it's there incrementally, and then they bring you in, compartmentalized, and the more ruthless you are, the more higher up you go in it. And next week, Jesse Beltran and others and his team are coming here to do live shows, to do 2-3 hour deep dives, whatever it takes to do the tour de force on this. We got more clips, more to get to. We have a guest coming on about 10 after next hour, Syrian girl and geopolitics to hit, but we need to move quickly here. But this is so important, and you need to know about ways to mitigate this, being aware of it, and other things that are key, what their MI6 whistleblowers have told them, what's in the literature. Silicate. If anything in nature, there's a counteraction to it, okay? We'll be talking about that in a moment. But here's a clip you mentioned. Representative Boebert, witness testimony, radio waves, directed energy weapons, clip 5. Okay, well, please grab the Boebert clip, because I'm told he sent us these, and we can definitely add those in post. Here are the clips I have. I'll read them to you. Clips from Anna Paulina Luna hearing on MKUltra, CIA committed crimes against humanity. Clip 1, Dr. Stephen Kingser, witness testimony, Gottlieb's license to kill, most powerful unknown American of the 20th century. Time run 226. Clip 2, Dr. Stephen Kingser, new technology Stephen Gottlieb could never have imagined. Tom O'Neill, witness testimony, CIA misled Congress, Charles Manson. Clip 4, Representative Eli Crane, questioning Dr. Elizabeth Genexi, former scientific official with the NIH Psychiatry Trust in Science. NIH has integrity problem. Okay, we do have clip 5 now. Let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Thank you. And I would love to let you gentlemen just talk some here. But when we're bringing up operations like Naomi and MKUltra, there's Operation Mockingbird that was going on at the same time as MKUltra. And it really ties into what Congressman Burchett was talking about with radio waves, where we have these like a Venn diagram of individual people and the military casting a broader net. So you have the radio waves, computer activity, the Operation Mockingbird, the programming that is taking place. So what do you see in relation to what was happening then and what we are seeing now that could be types of the same kind of programs and even using direct energy weapons or the like? Mr. O'Neill, you can begin.
I would just like to say one thing. There was an objective outlined in the early proposals for MKUltra to do experimentation to see whether they could do mass conversion, you know, convert entire populations. I think that had something to do with the France incident that you were talking about earlier. Again, today, it's all speculation, but back then, they were trying to use psychological means to see what you could, how you could influence people's thoughts.
That's right.
And Mockingbird played into that, which, if people don't know, that was where they had CIA assets or co-opted people in the media who would write basically propaganda and try to control the thoughts and beliefs of the population to what the CIA needed. And is it still going on today? I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Sure. I think we saw it even during COVID.
Yeah, they admitted that was a psyop run by the Pentagon and psychological warfare experts. So we're now out of beta into operational. They moved mainly out of drugs, are still part of it as a background with 30% of the public on psychotropics or more, into the electronic waves by the 80s. That's where we are now. Jesse Beltran.
Yeah, we are absolutely there. And that has been the foundation of my work, thanks to Dr. John Hall, who was the author of back then satellite terrorism in America. And then his second book subsequently is called Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control, in which he writes about my work in that book. The bottom line is we have been detecting anomalous frequencies that go back to various agencies, most of them teaching universities, military subcontractors, and unfortunately, DOD type agencies. And so, and that ultimately led to the surgical removal of non-consensual biosensors that have been implanted in some of my clients. And as recently as 2.5 weeks ago, I have another case where one of these larger implants, we have foreign bodies, I have to call it foreign bodies until it's surgically removed and identified, but it is emitting an RF frequency. And we're setting her up to surgery and getting chain of custody and establishing.
And we played clips last week from hearings in the 90s with DARPA and the CIA admitting, oh, yeah, there's all these glowing devices that we see on MRI scans and CAT scans. They admit they've done this, but now you said about 15 years ago you began to see them move away from the chips to the nanotech that goes into the nerve centers, which you find now decades ago and almost no one. Now the majority of the public has it, and you find that special ops and military people have way more than anybody else, along with diplomats.
Yes, and that is all exactly true. UBOs, Dr. Francis Collins, and that'll lead into our next clip, who I think in our previous episode, we showed that article where he and Fauci were collaborating on how to basically squelch dissent amongst doctors out in the community who were saying, wait a minute, the science isn't making sense. And if we could pull up that clip where Representative Eli Crane is questioning Dr. Elizabeth Genexi of the NIH, and granted, this is a psychiatrist. Everyone listening, I in 2011, I was brought to the Presidential Bioethics Commission in San Francisco in the Bay Area, where the heart of all this stuff has been happening.
It's
this MK Ultra hearing. Yeah, that has been the headquarters. And listen to just how pompous they are. Amy Guttman at the time said that they were the elite 1% of the top 1% that should decide what is done to our bodies because we are too stupid
make a good decision. Here it is, clip four, MKUltra hearings, Tuesday. Here it is.
Have done some good work, but you just brought up trust. Do you think the NIH has a trust problem based on how they handled COVID?
No, I do not. I think that the NIH is beloved by the American people because we know about
totally untrusted
advances in human health and cancer treatments and heart disease and diabetes all of the health gains that
research
has produced.
Well, I think you're wrong, ma'am. I think the public has a serious mistrust issue with the NIH. Do you deny that the NIH tried to cover up the origin of COVID?
I'm not here to testify about that. That's not my area of science. I have no knowledge of that.
Do you believe that the NIH supported masking and social distancing when there was really no science to support that?
What I'm more concerned about is what's happening right now to destroy the Biomedical Research Institute that has been the envy of the world. And right now, we're ceding our leadership in biomedical research to China. That's what's happening right now.
What about covering up harmful side effects of vaccines and the role that the NIH has played in that? What do you have to say about that, ma'am?
The U.S. history of human subjects protection has evolved greatly. Numerous research improprieties from the 50s to the 70s in the United States, including the Tuskegee syphilis study, forced Congress to establish formally federal
mandated
rules.
You know what I'm asking you about. I'm asking you about how NIH handled COVID. Obviously, this is supposed to be a hearing about MK Ultra, but when you gave your opening statement, and I don't even know why you were called to this hearing, because you didn't offer anything about MK Ultra. But since you are here and you're going to defend NIH, I'm going to call you out on it. Do you Do you see now what I'm talking about? When you say that the NIH doesn't have integrity problems and trust issues, did you hear the applause in this room? That should tell you right now that you're pretty tone deaf to what the public thinks about how the NIH handled COVID and the cover-up, not only the funding of it, but the cover-up involved in the aftermath. Can you acknowledge that?
I'm sorry, that's not my understanding.
All right, by the way, it's been declassified that the entire military-industrial complex of the world, to quote, brainwash and make the public scared, it was in the BioShield program 2004 and then the Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller, CIA, John Hopkins 2010, that they would have us 6 feet apart, wear masks, close the sporting events and things to make us scared for the PSYOP, for training, for carbon lockdowns, and to have our cell phones, people leave our houses, turning the whole world into a prison. I've shown you all the documents, shown you the clips, all of it. The CDC put out a report predicting the heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, infertility. Before the shot even rolled out, they tell you what they do. They're all in on it. It's absolute pure evil. Now, I'm going to go right to this because they're coming in next week for the deep dive. I want to bring in Matt Hazen, who works heavily with Jesse Beltran, and I'm going to just go directly to solutions. Know about it, congressional, local control, lawsuits, expose it, be aware of it. But also, with their MI6 interviews, you look at this in literature as well, when they implant them with all this liquid nanotech, which they're now doing to the public, they tell them take silicate when it overblooms and they get sick from it. And then a lot of times they have so much of it, even regular radio waves and cell towers hit them and they just get sick because of the basic nano plugs they have. It's not just when they're being hit actively or being communicated with or carrying information where you can program the body with information to later be scanned. And that's what people now are coming up with, you know, Apple IDs from their bodies. It then also picks up the rest of the pollution and magnifies that from my own research. But I want to bring Matt Hazen in because we need to talk about, and we'll go a little bit the next hour, we have a guest, because this is hard to even get into this. There's so much. We have so much clips we'll get to next week. We do the deep dive. But there's solutions. And then it also funds this operation and the research they're doing, and that is zeolites. I've had zeolite sponsors for 30 years. You know, it's on government websites. The rest of it detoxifies heavy metals and toxins and all that. But with these nanotech systems, spike protein, you name it, it goes in and pulls it out. But the zeolites they have, and we always promote their one big one, but they've got three others as well that are special. And we'll put it on screen for you, getmasterpiece.com. When you go there, you get 10% off on it. And I've been on these. It absolutely detoxifies you. And I was on it a few months, been on it now about 6-8 months. About a month into it, I told, like, sand was coming off my thighs, my head, my skin. Never had stuff like that. I've had, like, oil pieces come out like anybody. This was, like, grainy, and they said that would happen. Pushing the metals out, it would even smell like metal of the toxins. So it's not just the stuff they've nanotech it with. It's all of it, the microplastics, all the garbage. So getmasterpiece.com, and it supports the broadcast. You're insane if you don't get their products. So I want to do a plug here because it's also important to have solutions. You do your own research on zeolites. There's a lot of great ones out there. Bailey's got a great one as well, but at thealexandjohn.com. But this particular one is hands down very special and the best. And it because it takes this special sea mineral combination that a scientist developed with Matt Hazen. It's published, by the way. And we talked about it last week. They sent us this. This is people they scanned, certified with these readers. And then they did the zeolites and what it showed in the toxicity reductions of up to 70%. That is a big deal. So I want to bring Matt Hazen in, and I want to get Beltran's, and we'll get more of the clips from Congress and more of the clips that Hazen sent me that are very important. Here, but let's do a plug for this because it supports the broadcast. It absolutely is amazing. I'm on it. It's such a, I mean, look at my skin just the last few months. I mean, it's incredible. And obviously it did its detoxification because after a few months I started having the like sand coming out of me, but it was like black or gray and it smelled like metal. And I probably should, if I'd done it, have that tested, you know, what's it doing? And Jesse can speak to that, and so can Matt Hazen. But everybody needs to get the zeolites. You've got the best, four different types, but the main one is Masterpiece. So Matt, tell us about, these are third-party top labs that did these tests on people. Tell us what we're looking at right here, and we'll put it on screen. We blacked out their names,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely, Alex. So what we're looking at is a study that was done in 2024, and we're going to be looking at the third-party lab results. This has never been shown anywhere before. We had to do a double-blinded peer-reviewed study, so we are going to redact the names from it. But we're looking at testing the lymphocytes in the blood, the intracellular level, which means we're looking at the nano-size level. So when you're talking about toxins, toxins are never nano-sized accidentally. They don't show up in nature nano-sized. So it is a synthetic, it's a modifying process away from nature. And we're looking at literally line one, polyethylene glycol. That is a part of your encapsulation system for the mRNA delivery system. And so we can see, and if you go to 15, that is graphene oxide. So we are literally looking at aluminum, aluminum salts, arsenic, different type of neurotoxins such as cesium-137. And what we're looking at is the results from a German lab. And this spawned off the what now is Masterpiece is by far the most attacked product ever seen. We have two full-time big attorney teams handling domestic and international situations that are coming in from regulatory agencies and whatnot, which is ridiculous for a sea mineral, all natural, no preservative product. So bottom line is, folks, you feel sick because you have too much poisons in you. Your health goes downhill because it's 100% rooted in chemical poisoning, in radiation poisoning, and or the synergistic effect of both of them, okay? And so when you get out these toxic paramagnetic materials such as graphene oxide, all the materials that we're discussing that make the MK Ultra or Havana syndrome phenomena happen is to do with these toxic electromagnetic responding materials. So we are the only ones that have fearlessly tested these before and after taking Masterpiece. This was 24 study participants. 13 of them, Alex, were jabbed. 11 of them weren't. 16 of them had been PCR tested, all of them. But some people were very healthy. Some people weren't. But all their levels were high. And so that's very important. No matter who you are, no matter where you think you're shopping for your food, or if you turn down the COVID vaccine, rest assured that when we test your levels for glyphosate and all these other, they are high. It is everywhere. So how do you take care of it? Right at a dollar a day, right at a dollar a day. That's literally what Masterpiece costs. This is how you protect your family in a proven way to cut down the sickness in your life. Look, we've now done 7 completed human clinical trials testing the toxin levels in blood, urine, and hair, Alex. Jesse also did his nonlinear junction scanner for a study that we completed in United Kingdom. All these studies had different third-party lab testing and all had identical results of about 55 to 85%.
Well, bottom line, what's crazy about the system demonizing this, because obviously it's what they're doing with the shots and all of it, is just like they spent $2.2 billion, that was Associated Press, I reported that, with CBS and Walgreens telling them don't give out ivermectin. Even if the doctor prescribes it, don't give out hydroxychloroquine while the elites were taking it, because they literally wanted people to be sick. I mean, it's so evil. Zeolites, people that don't know, explain what it is, and then sea minerals, so when it goes through, it replaces it with the good stuff your body needs. I mean, this is like literally trying to ban people, selling garlic or something. I mean, it's just crazy. And
learn how to discern like a master research epidemiologist, which means follow the results, right? And when you look into nature to find out what are we going to create that is going, such as Masterpiece, that's going to work. And when you look out into the world.
Yeah, but if you look up chelation in just mainline research, if you've got mercury poisoning or whatever it is, the doctors will recommend zeolites. I mean, you buy zeolites at Whole Foods, but they're pissed at you and your scientists because they added this mineral, which, how is that different?
It's completely different because clinoptilolite zeolite is amazing at binding all toxins, but where toxins stick, where they're magnetically stuck, is the same exact places that minerals go. So people experience a mineral deficient health episodes. What zeolite does that is different when you combine it with minerals is simply grab out a toxin, but then in the environment, other toxins, which are more magnetically charged than minerals, will take back its residence. So it's a dogfight to try to just grab out the toxins. What we see with Masterpiece and the reason why our results are exponentially better is because it is magnetically carrying in the highest sourced sea mineral plasma solution that has been monomolecular structured. Everybody hears the word structure, but monomolecularized.
You were saying it matches the body, right?
Identical to your blood plasma. It is isotonic marine plasma, what you would say in every way. If you go into a lab and you test this solution in every type of way, every type of device, it will be 99.7 or 8% identical to your blood plasma.
So I'm just going to say this. I mean, you look at zeolites. Everybody knows what they do. You add minerals that are great for you. People should talk to their physician, do their own research. Obviously, and the corporate media always says, Jones sells, or its sponsors do, stuff that's not FDA approved. Well, that's the Grass Law of 96. The FDA doesn't have jurisdiction. Obviously, we're not saying this is a drug. We're saying this is a naturally occurring mineral.
FDA doesn't approve anything.
Yeah.
FDA doesn't approve anything, Alex.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm saying. So this is a key point when, like, they have the national news go, Jones sells supplements that aren't FDA approved. Nothing at Whole Foods, nothing at Central Market, nothing at HEB, nothing at anywhere you go, nothing at GNC. Is that because they don't have jurisdiction when you're sitting there and you're, getting creatine or you're getting any of this? And the reason that industry grows and grows and grows is this stuff really works, and the system doesn't like people having access to bovine colostrum or methylene blue. And then when you look at zeolites, known for detoxifying, pulling garbage out, it just shows how sick and evil. Next, they're going to claim mother's milk is a bad thing. So, again, do your own research, folks. Look into it. Understand that I'm not making any claims. You can go look at this up for yourself. This is what I'm doing. It's been great for me. And I'm telling you right now that the globalists are pissed off. And you guys have your MI6 whistleblowers and others, what they were told with their own Havana syndrome about silicate. So we'll get to silicate in general. Any other ways people can detoxify themselves as well, we'll talk about that with our guests. But I want to hit a few more clips with you because we're almost out of time. But the good news is next week we will do the deep dive on this. And with even more documents, we've not even scratched the surface. We're going to do hours and hours. It takes 3 hours, we'll do it, going into the whole thing. Because people want this. I do, too. This is so important. We're not just opposing the tyranny. We're talking about solutions to counter it. I'm Alex Jones. Hour number 3, Syrian Girl and more coming up. Stay with us. You noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young. If you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream, just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at the AlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.